Chanukah and a Beis HaKiseh. Is that the same? Or maybe there's another svara why a Beis HaKiseh would be a chsaron for Adlokas Ner Chanukah, which we're going to talk about. Forgetting that if you learn Agav Urche, if you learn like the Maril Diskin, this is on the side. The Maril Diskin holds that the Hadlokas Ner Chanukah itself is halal. We spoke about this. If Shlomo Zalman holds like that, Shlomo Zalman held that the Noshim HaMakayim Ner Chanukah, the Din Halal in Ner Chanukah. That's how he answers why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down that woman Achayiv in Ner Chanukah. In Halal, we spoke about this. The Hadlok alone is the Halal. If Shlomo Zalman holds like that, Lamaisa, that the Hadlok is Halal. The Maril Diskin held that Hadlokas Ner Chanukah needs Kavonah Al halal, because the hadlaka is a form of halal. You need to have kavone al halal shaboy. Al presuming is you don't need kavone. Al the halal shaboy, need kavone. So if you learn like that, then hadlaka is a form of tefillah. You hear what I'm telling you? If you learn like the Maril, then there'd be a whole new problem to do with the Beis HaKiseh. Because it's halal. Amaisa from halal. The hadlaka alone is lohoydis ulahalal. Simply, you learn on neighbors halal and the kidei lohoydis ulahalal. The kidei is only by lighting and being mefasim the nes will come to praise. But according to the Maril and Rav Shlomo Zalman, the hadlaka itself is an expression of your halal. That's it's your way of praising Hashem. So then, the Mokom Matunif is the whole shaila mitzvah. Mokom Matunif is hey, yes, that mitzvah is not a. It's not a Maise Avoida, it's not Torah, and it's not Dovah Shabbat Dusha. That's the whole reason why the... Could you get me a Mishnabura? Chilik Vov. The whole reason why the B'Alocha says L'Choyra, yeah, is because a mitzvah is not a Dovah Shabbat Dusha. But Ner Chanukah, according to this, but still we have to call a spade a spade, which is...
You will turn it because of that with Tashmishik Dusha or not?
No. No, it's like an iPad. Your phone is not a Tashmish Kedusha, even if you use your phone to daven. It's not better than that. It's not better than that. Thank you. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, he says in Tavkuf Peches, when he brings down the Shaila, he says, L'chori, he says, Mokoy Metunif is only bitfilo e bichsamazan ubahalal ubimegillah. Bahalal. Ubahalal ubimegillah. He says, O loyma divre toyga bimokoy Metunif. Mashenkein bitkis, shenirak maisi mitzvah. Vehechon motzinu shaosu lekaye mitzvah kishe gufoyeninoki. Oi bimokoy shenenoki. Haim yesh isu, this is the Mishabur talking. Haim yesh isu lulbash talushal dal kanfis kishe gufoy amokoy meninoki. Yeah. So that's the Mishabur. But it's interesting, he says, call halal not. So I'm telling you, if the hadlok is halal, okay, we're leaving that on the side for now. His conclusion is, he says, that the Machni Ephraim, the Shari Ephraim is Machmir. And he says, Nirishim Hiskel, it's Koyim Mayim Shoysim al Book of Tzorach Livsoik. Vim toka b'shosh ma'im says, I feel motzat tzeim go me'yol, mikol mokom yeshu lachzav l'tkoya. Dimos el dina krishma. He says, mashma natak, you can't be m'kayim mitzvah mokom b'tunif. He says, v'ef shakivin the kayim lo mitzvah strich is kavone, v'tzorach l'chavin lo tzeis ha-mitzvah, ze gufo divrei teila. That's one reason. No, you need kavone b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah. Okay, anyway, but the bottom line is that even though you have Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Maril Diskin that tell us that Hadloka is a form of halal, l'maisa halachic, it's not halachic. So we're not going to use that halacha. I'm just telling you, it's interesting that according to them, you have this whole new Shaila for Ner Chanukah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So, getting back to Mokom Matunav, we have all of these theories. We had the Sugyas and Kedushin that are Mashma, that you could. We had an Eitzah to get around the Sugyas and Kedushin. We have the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shechita. I'm just telling you what we have till now. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shechita, we get the Simin Yutes. It says, Klor, Mefurish, Ramo. Let me get you Simin Yutes, if Aleph. Im Shocha Beveis HaMit Bachayim, Mokom Matunav, Yivorech Berochek Dal Ramas Koidim Sheikonis L'Shem. Yeah. Yeah, that's the Dark Etshuva. I have the Dark Etshuva here. Dark Etshuva says, L'chayre yesh lito lulav b'mokom metunav, k'mo shechita. He says, no. Shani lulav d'avi mitzvah aseh shebechoyva, l'ochi osu b'mokom metunav. V'il shechita lo yavi choyva, rak im roitze lechol tzorech l'shechoyv. M'shemachi, lo yich paslon, shemekayim mitzvah zu b'mokom metunav. Fascinating distinction. And by the way, this opened up the door to the question of Chaim Kanievsky had about Shiluch HaKan. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky held that you should do the Shiluch HaKan outside the bathroom. Some want to say it's totally, if you hold by Shiluch HaKan, there's a Machlokes Achronim. Is Shiluch HaKan Choyva? Or maybe Shiluch HaKan is also Mitzvah Kiyumis. So if it's a mitzvah, yeah. So if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, then you could do it in a mokom matunav, according to the Dark Etshuva. If it's a mitzvah kiyumis, so many achronim hold that shiluch hakan is only if you want the bonim. There's kamat a raya from a gemara like that. The gemara is a shaila. If you have a mother sitting on the eggs, the gemara is shiluch hakan. If you have a mother sitting on the eggs are on the lower level. And then there's another upper level. The eggs that you want are the lower level. The mother sitting on top. Are the top eggs a chatzitza with the bottom eggs? If you're going to tell me you don't have to need the eggs at all, what's a chatzitza? If you learn the shiluch hakan is triggered by the esabonim tikach loch, now we can have a chakira. If you want the lower ones, the mother sitting on top, heichen adayin adin alayin. But if you don't need it, it's a good raya. Anyway, that's a sugi and chum. But the Shulchan Aruch, Lamaisa, if you look in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Sadi Beis, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch brings down, if you see an est, chayev l'shloach, shteitnish, imroitzes habonim. The pashtas of the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, that Shiluch HaKan is a chiv. So if it's a chiv take, you wouldn't be allowed to do it in the Beis HaKisei according to the Dark Etshuva. It's very not clear why we should have this difference. The Mishabura only drummed up two potential reasons why you shouldn't be allowed to do it. One is Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona, so it's called Hira B'Talmud Torah. Right? And the other reason was because it's a Mitzvah Zavoidah and it's a Bizoyan to Hashem. That you're doing Avoidah to Hashem in a Mokom Matunav. Those are the two reasons that the Bir Halacha drummed up for the Shari Ephraim who seem to hold the Zepsinian of... That's the Mokom, the Shari Ephraim. Fakir. Every other indication in Shulchan Aruch is that you could do a mitzvah in a mokom matunav. Right? So there's no indication otherwise. The mefurish halacha in Yerideya. There is no source. Adarabba, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch only brings down mokom matunav for Dovah Shebikdusha is l'chayra raya that you could do a mitzvah in mokom matunav. So every indication we have. But here's an interesting thing. The mitzvah kiyum is mitzvah kiyum is ahava primigodim. And primigodim taka holds that by a mitzvah kiyum is, you don't need kavana. That would be quite interesting. Because otherwise, the Dark Etshuva's pshara, Dark Etshuva wants to say, Kubi Yishari Ephraim is right, that a mitzvah kiyum is, you're not allowed to do mokom matunav. I, shechita is a mitzvah kiyum is. So that, what should be the difference? What should the Sfarah be? But actually, according to Prima Gordon, who's not even talking about this, Prima Gordon is talking about the Sugya Mitzvah Sechavon. Prima Gordon is Ilchus Krishma. Prima Gordon in Ilchus Krishma brings down this Shaila about Mitzvah Sechavon Kavon, and he says, talks about a Mitzvah Rabbonah, and he talks about a Mitzvah that's not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. a non-mitzvah chiyuvus, you don't need to have kavana. Interesting it would be, then the Mishaburah's kasha from tzitzis in the Beis HaKisi also wouldn't be a problem, because tzitzis is also mitzvah chiyuvus. Now, with this, we could dismiss the second raya that you could make, or the third or the fourth, doesn't matter how many rayas, that you could make a mitzvah nemokah matunif. The Yerushalmi says that an Orem is not allowed to be mafresh truma because of the bracha. Right? That's why by demai could be mafresh if you're not dressed. What do you mean? The mitzvah. The mitzvah is enough. If you're not allowed to do a mitzvah nemokah matunif or if a matunif, it's interesting that the Mishabura doesn't bring that raya. That's a raya mefugashis. That's a raya mefugashis. That the only reason you can't do a mitzvah when you're naked is only in that case, because you can't make a bracha. And that's why if you're taking demai and you don't need a bracha, you could. What do you mean? Typically, the mitzvah dechamaka matunif. It's interesting. I find it interesting that the Mishaburi here doesn't bring that as a raya. So loy matzonu, this is a very stark raya. Kimana raya sheinu of tshuva. Those of you that learned Bav Metzia, we had in Bav Metzia also. Some of you learned Bav Metzia, me that parent. Then the Bav Metzia. Want to get Bav Metzia? Sorry, Aaron, we're giving you a lot of... we're giving you a... yeah, big workout.
But if it won't tell the government to come to like Kavod, it's only always going to be a different if they need Kavona or not Kavona, if it needs a few minutes, if it's a matter of Kavona, or not a matter of Kavona, if it's like Kavona.
Yeah, Shaker. He says here, Kufi Dalar Mabez, Minayin Lohorim Shalay Yitroim. Why can't be Terem? V'boi brocha, v'chsiv, lo yiro, b'choyo v'azdovo. Zokte Rebbe Rashi, b'sho, sh'ata medaber boi, lo yiro, b'choyo v'azdovo. Sh'ma mino, ein odo mevorech, u'memele, kishu orum, v'toyrem, boi brocha. Undose de shayle. What do you mean? I can't do the truma, that frosha. And so before she shall me. So l'chayr is a, what I'm saying is l'chayr is a raya, but according to the chiluk of the darkei tshuva, it's not a raya. Because truma is also not called a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's only if you want to eat. And that's why it would also answer chala in many cases. Chala also a person could do chalas. If he's taking chala pachas mikashir, suffix shir, so the Goyen says you make no bracha. If you make no bracha, you could be mafresh chala or. The whole problem is the bracha. That's the only issue. A man can't be mafresh chala or because he's orim, he can't make a bracha. It's all bracha. What do you mean? But the point is, it's very gishmak. You don't need kavana by a mitzvah kiyumis. Ki'ilu a mitzvah kiyumis, the whole thing is the toitzah. That's the lumdus behind it. It's a hechsha. It's the toitzah. Sheyia toitzah azot. You understand? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, so therefore, I don't need kavone. The Rashba says you don't need kavone by mitzvah b'yonu l'chaveiroi. It's the same idea. The mitzvah is the outcome. So then b'chiyah gavne, you don't need kavone, and maybe you could do it in a mokar mitunif. I'm saying the Mishabura's distinction in Tovkuf Peches would work by all of these cases. So that's l'chayru. It's still possible to accept the psak of the Shari Ephraim and make this pshara of the darkei tshuva, and that would still work. That would still work. There's still no raya from anywhere in Shas l'chayru that you can't do a mitzvah nemokah matunif. There's no raya. Just we could get around the rayas that you could do a mitzvah nemokah matunif. L'chayru ein lanu raya that you can't do a mitzvah nemokah matunif. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, I would say that in our shaila, bashkafa rishena, if the only place you have to light the menorah, like a Pchatzkel Roth is saying, is in the bathroom, either on the plane, or in this apartment, the only place they could really be mefarsim the nes is this window, and the windows in the bathrooms, and then the Sfarah will be like a Pchas Chlumos L'Chor. We have no marker in Shas that you're not allowed to do it. Elamai, we have the Shari Ephraim. And even the Shari Ephraim, L'Chorah, it's only a Zilzul. You could be down, it's only a Zilzul for L'Katchila. It's not a Zilzul, but the Bracha, you could do like a Pchas Chlumos, make the Bracha outside the bathroom. Right? Make the Bracha outside the bathroom. So there'd be a Sfarah to be night, and maybe Taka. But I hold Me'ikar Adin, you can't light in the bathroom. And not because of Metunif. Als Metunif, I would come out Aloch Alamaisa. Anytime a person is in a matzav, and that's the only place they could be Mekayim the mitzvah, they should do it. Whether it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, whether it's a mitzvah kiyumis, because the Mishabur Sfar is very difficult. To tell me, the second Sfar of the Mishabur will be maskim to, by the way. The Sfar that it's not nice, Avodah Hashem, it's better than that than not to do the Avodah at all. The Sfar of Mitzvah Strichas Kavona, it's called Hira B'Talmud Torah, that's a Chiddush Nifla. That's a Chiddush Nifla. You find in Halacha that if you're giving a Psak Halacha, the Ritva Paskins, I could give a Psak Halacha even without a Birchsat Torah. I'm allowed to give a Psak Halacha Psuka. There's a Yerushalmi Lagabi, somebody asks you a Shaila in a Beis HaMerchetz. That's Negei Halacha L'maisa. So normally, when I give a Psak Halacha, I'm not talking about with the Lomdus and the Svaras, just a Psak Halacha. That's not Talmud Torah. It's not even Chayim Birchsat Torah. So to tell me that the fact that I'm thinking I want to be Yotze in the Mitzvah is called Talmud Torah, that's also in a Mokka Matunif. L'chaim, if somebody asked me the Shaila if they could do a mitzvah in a Mokka Matunif, I can answer it in a Mokka Matunif. Halacha Pesuk. It's a Chiddush Nifla. So now thinking about the mitzvah is a problem. Why? It's a big Chiddush. It's a Chiddush Gadol. You see, the Mishabur didn't hold like that, Batson. He's only saying it Amlotza for the Shari Ephraim. He starts by saying, L'chari, you should be able to do a mitzvah in a Mokka Matunif. But the Shari Ephraim says no. He says, this could be two reasons why not. It's not Mishabur saying, B'sakina Harifa. And the Svar Avad is that it's not Talmud. The Svar Avad is not Talmud. L'chari. As far as it's not Talmud. So, therefore, I would say, we're back to where we started. L'chari, you should lie in the bath. I'll tell you why I hold you not. Not only you shouldn't, I hold you not yates in the bath. I hold you not yates in the bath. I'll tell you why. I hold you not yates in the bath. Because today, the adlok is being done for bifnim. Right? That's the ikar adlok. Adlok is for bifnim. Right? And because of that, there's tili alokas that are different today. The whole shear of a half hour today is very shvach. The fact that you have a chiv to light for a half hour is very shvach. Yeah, as a fitman zech. But if you look at the levush, by us in Ilchus Chanukah, the levush says like he's just mavliat agavurcha. The levush says hadlokas pnim ain't zorch ledakte kolkach in the half hour. He puts it. It's a piskei toisvus. It's a piskei toisvus in Masechet Shabbos daf chov beis chov aleph amid beis. The piskei tshuvus says chlor piskei toisvus that now that we're lighting inside. You could light the whole night. The ain't loy shear. The shear was only given for adlokas chutz. Is a shear for chutz. For pnim, they never gave the shear. And it's ma'od mistaber like that, if you think about it. Ma'od mistaber like that. Because bishloima outside, it's for even vishovim. There's a new Pesuminisa for new people. There's no mocker in Chazal that the same people need a half hour of witnessing the Adloka. It's new people. It's me shetishkachama ad shetich l'regel menashuk. But if you look at Piskei Toisus in Shabbos, he says, Klor, if you light inside, there's no Avada, we're makpit to light a half hour. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Avada. That's as I stay in Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Levush says, now it's Adlokas Pnim, I got a big smile from Reb Chaim when I told him, because Reb Chaim Knievsky put out a big thing, these are years ago, maybe 25 years ago. Big thing, he said that you have to medaktik, it should be more than a half hour. Chazon Ish says Shoyz Manis. Shoyz Manis has to be more. He put out, they put out like almost like a kol Torah, like make sure. So Lamaisa, the candles, the Hanukkah candles, don't burn more than a half hour. Those nice, pretty, colorful candles, right? You know, those birthday candles. They don't burn more than a half hour. They burn a half hour with Chasdei Shemayim. If you don't breathe, those candles are punked. So they don't meet the. So when I saw this letter from Reb Chaim that he said that it was poshet, the Chazon Ish held poshet, chatzi shoh and shas. It's a shoyz manis, like all shiurim. That's what he held. So I told Reb Chaim that in America they use colorful kids use colorful candles, and it's not more than a half hour. So he said, it's a problem. I said, "Oh, b'mahat luvush and the piskei taisus." I said, "In America, they're lighting for b'fnim." So he gave me a big smile. He says, "Yeah, taka, they could rely on that. In America, they could rely on a real half hour, not a shoyz manis." Yeah, because the whole shir, the levush is lashon is ain't zarch l'dakte kolkach hadlokas b'fnim. It's a whole different hadloka b'fnim. You understand? That's the chayvus hadloka. That's why if somebody has a menorah with a back, you know those ones that have a back that you can't see from both sides, right? So I've seen some people take the menorah and they face the back to the house. That's wrong. The hadloka is for b'fnim. Yeah, Avad, it's nice to get the outside also. That's the Yisroin. Eilu b'nei Yodom, sh'toivsin es ha'tofel u'manichim es ha'ika. The main adlock is for b'fnim. So if you put the back to the inside, that's a big problem. You can't put the back facing the inside of the house. You're doing adlock as p'nim. You're not doing adlock as chutz. Right? So the adlock really is for b'fnim. You understand? And where's the Mokom Adlok Aspinim? Even according to the Tzitz Eliezer, let's get something straight. Even according to the Tzitz Eliezer, who says you don't need a bias, that you could light an Echanek in a place where there's no bias, even according to the Tzitz Eliezer, right? That you don't need a bias at all. You need Mekoy Meshalot. You need the place. So it's a Shaila Mokom Shina or Mokom Achila, right? The bathroom is neither. The bathroom kishmoyu. The bathroom is no place. It's asiyas shoch. It's a givon. Anai zach hamatziv in a bathroom. I don't know what that is. People go to the bathroom. The whole. What's this? Right? Remember somebody asked me years ago. It's a soft toilet. I said, "What's a soft toilet?" It's called asiyas shoch. It's kishmatziv. And they don't even call any other. No, I know, even by me, Babayis, yes, Kaele. Not the ganze matzav, collect newspapers, magazines, and my. Megit on as if it's our library. That's probably where the whole Shiloh became, a Gavon HaBeis Din. So it's not a Mokom Adloka Bechlal. So I hold, so what are you doing? I have a window that's facing the street over there. But you're lighting for Bifnim. So I hold it's korov l'dayti, it's a brochel v'atola to light over there. It's korov l'brochel v'atola. So not because, and I would say the same thing on the plane too. I don't understand Reb Chaskel Ross Psaki. You'll tell me, good, I'm sitting in the bathroom, I understand, but that's not miyuchad, that's not where you're dayo. That's not where you're living. You're supposed to light it in the place where you're dying, not where you're motzui. The Taz says if you light in a chanuk in the street, he says, if you light it by your shver, the Taz says, if you live in Muncie, let's say, and you go to your shver for a meal, and you bring the menorah to your shver, and you light there, and then you go home to sleep, it's ki'ilu hidlik b'achoyv. That's the Loshon HaTaz. It's like you lit in the middle of the street. Because that's not your dira. I'm here now. It's better than the bathroom on the plane. Right? It's better than the bathroom on the plane. I think, probably, I don't know for sure, that this was the reasoning of Rebbe Eliashiv. I never understood Rebbe Eliashiv. I think maybe that's his reasoning. Why he felt the whole plane is not a Mokom Adlok. The Dover Muzar. Why not? He felt that a plane that's Perech Pa'avi, the whole Matzev, it's not called Dyer B'chlal. It's not a Matzev of Dyer. So you, even though you're there now, and you're stuck there, you're in that metal tube for the next 10 hours, yes, I'm like the Taz says, I'm Berchoyv. I'm not Mashengin the Tzitz. It could be Rebel Yashim Maskim to the Tzitz. That if a guy's camping out, and this is his Mokim, Rebel Yashiv could be, I'm not saying he is, I'm just saying he could be maskim to the Tzitzelias. Tzitzelias is just saying, you don't need a Tzuras bias with mechitzes and wool, and you don't need that. So because Halacha L'maaseh were coming out that the biggest problem of lighting an Erchanukah in the bathroom is not that it's a Mokom Metunah. It's not a Dira B'chlal, and therefore the whole, the Bracha could be the Batol, so you don't need a Bracha, so at least you don't have the problem of a Bracha in a Mokom Metunah. Because you don't make a Bracha at all. You can light it in the bathroom as an extra. I don't have a problem with that. You can light it in a Hanukkah in the house and light on the light in the bathroom. That's fine. No problem with that. If you want to make a symbol, Al Pesachenu Kol Megodim, you want to make a symbol for the street. Okay.